Previously in Chapter 1.
The time has come.
Who goes there?
Mordred froze, his eyes narrowing.
Just a weary traveler seeking shelter for the night.
State your name and purpose, traveler.
But it was too late. Mordred had returned, and the fate of Camelot hung in the balance.
Chapter 2. Gathering of the Knights. The village was in turmoil as the alarm bells continued to toll, their urgent clangor echoing through the hills. In the heart of Camelot, King Arthur stirred in his chambers, sensing an unsettling disturbance in the mystical threads that bound his kingdom. Sir Lancelot, ever vigilant, burst into the room, his armor clanging with urgency.
Sire, a dark presence has returned to the realm. Mordred walks among us once more.
King Arthur's eyes widened with a mixture of anger and concern.
Mordred, how can this be?
Lancelot's voice was resolute. I saw him with my own eyes, sire. He has returned, and with a thirst for vengeance. In the dimly lit chamber, King Arthur rose from his bed, his face etched with determination. Then, we must call upon the Knights of Avalon. Merlin will know what to do. Meanwhile, in a secluded forest clearing, Sir Galahad was deep in meditation. His pursuit of purity and the Holy Grail had led him to this tranquil place. Yet, even here, the disturbance in the mystical balance could not be ignored. As the wind whispered through the trees, Galahad's eyes snapped open, and he spoke aloud to the unforeseen forces around him.
I sense a darkness approaching. A shadow that threatens to engulf Camelot.
Back in the village, Merlin, the ancient and wise wizard, appeared in a burst of magical energy. His presence commanded attention. His voice carried the weight of centuries.
The time has come, my friends, to reunite the Knights of Avalon.
With a flash of his staff, Merlin summoned the other knights. Sir Lancelot, Sir Percival, Sir Gawain, and the others. They gathered in the village square, their armor gleaming, their swords at ready. Merlin addressed them with a sense of urgency.
Mordred has returned, and with him, the shadows of our past. Camelot is in peril, and only we can stand against the darkness.
So go on. Ever the stoic one spoke with unwavering resolve. We swore an oath to protect this realm, and protect it we shall. As the knights mounted their horses and prepared to ride forth, Sir Lancelot couldn't help but cast a worried glance toward Queen Guinevere's chamber. He knew that his loyalty to Arthur was unshakable, but his heart was a battlefield of conflicting emotions.
This concludes Chapter 2 of The Knights of Avalon, featuring Sherwin XL as our guest storyteller. Kindly drop a review for Chapter 2 below and let us know. Remember, your reviews and ratings are crucial to us. Thanks for listening.